Yeah.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
No good. How are you?
And not too bad over here. Appreciate you asking. It's Friday, huh? And
right.
Sir, made it to the weekend. And I'm speaking with Aaron. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, sir. Yeah, so Dan just sent over information just to catch up to speed on the call a little bit here. Just to make sure I have everything correct on my end, you're looking to target both residential and commercial work within the surrounding areas. Is that pretty accurate, though?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Would you say, like, no more than, like, 50-mile radius or more further out than that?
Oh, no, we go quite a bit further than that.
Do you really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming it's, like, depending on the job, obviously, right? You want to make sure it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, Wyoming doesn't have near as many people as most places, so we've got to cover, we got to service a fairly large area, but,
okay.
I just want to get noticed in those areas and start getting those calls. I've had plenty of existing clients, but I want to start bringing in some new business too.
Sure thing. Yeah. And that's the best way to do it. I mean, we're part of Google, right? So who doesn't use Google these days? Well, don't worry. We're very flexible with your target marketing areas, meaning we can narrow things down to specific zip codes if you wanted to. Okay. Sky's the limit. Now, all calls come directly to you. None of us or anybody will be touching any of your customers. So you supply however you like to be contacted, phone, text, email, all three, does not matter. We make sure to put that through. Okay. Now, before I dive into pricing, though, for you, Aaron, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how it works in general?
I mean, so you guys helped me out before when I owned another survey company about 9 years ago.
Okay.
I'm sure things have changed a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, 9 years ago, it changed a lot.
Yeah.
It changed a lot.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. The program that you did with before, do you remember what type of program you did? Did you do, like, pay-per-click? Did you do Facebook ads? Like, I mean, there's so much things that are probably different that you're hearing right now. So I just want to make sure it's a good fit for you.
So you guys helped me with the SEO, you mm-hmm. know, to get on the map and get discovered and all that.
Okay.
You know, which is what I'm interested in. Again, I've been trying to get the business profile verified, placed out.
Okay.
And it's been a nightmare, to be honest.
I was going to say. I was going to stop you right there and be like, don't tell me. As an actual, like, trial and error, I had a friend of mine try to see how long it took, and it's been months now, and he's still on his own. It's still not working. And it's crazy because, you know, doing it on your own, you would think they would try to help you out quickly, but they don't. And it's unfortunate, but that's why you have us, you know, unless you're a Google channel partner, it's going to be a nightmare if not. So we definitely could help you out, get the Google business profile up and running. We actually have ways to go ahead and expedite it as well too. We can go over that. Did they actually send a postcard at least in the mail to verify you or?
No, I have not received a postcard. They wanted me to take a video.
Okay.
You know, of like my office and stuff. And I tried doing all that, but it won't ever upload the video. So,
okay.
It's been a struggle as well.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I want to definitely get that going to start off
sure.
with.
Okay.
I've done Facebook ads and stuff in the past. Google ads.
Okay.
You know, I've done those myself, created them myself, and I have some success with that.
Beautiful. Okay.
But the main thing for me right now is just, you know, getting found on Google.
Okay. Gotcha.
In target markets.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, here's the thing. With the mile radius that you're looking for, going far out to 100 miles, I would suggest one package only here for you because it goes to 100-mile marker. If you do a package below that, it only goes to about a 50-mile marker, so it won't reach the clients that you want to reach, right? So we want to make sure to get that brand exposure in the right areas for you. Now, what this does is, same thing like you're talking about, SEO, right? Anytime the customers are in the areas that you want to service to, and they're typing in any of the keywords or phrases, whether it's on Google or even up to 60 other local directories in your areas, you will be listed at the top recommended on the first page of Google along with those directories. So to name a few, you got like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, even Chambers of Commerce, believe it or not. So your brand exposure will definitely be strong throughout the web. Now, not only you get on the local map section in these directories, but you'll also be listed right above it as like a Google ad. Okay, so you're definitely going to have your name out there. The more, the better, I feel like, right? That way, more they see you, the more likelihood of them to think to call you when they need you, right? So that's how it works there. Now, it is unlimited calls, unlimited leads, unlimited jobs, no pay per lead or anything of that nature, no contracts. So you cherry pick as many as you want, and we make that happen. We actually get a fully customizable tracking system so that we can see everything where it's calling from live. You can miss a, if you miss a call, call them right back. If you have keywords that you want to swap out or anything like that, you could do it at will. Okay. Now, Aaron, I don't know if you had this before in the past with us, but we actually give you an account management team as well, too, that's open Monday through Friday to make some modifications, change out keywords, or run a new promotion for you at the same time, just in case you get a little too busy. Okay, so all that's all included in your package. Now, as far as the package itself, so let's see here. Dan put in the credit actually here for you. Let me apply that. Okay, so it's actually going to come out to month at $449. And that's including everything we spoke about. Now, there's no setup fee on top of that or hidden agendas, no cancellation fees or anything of that nature. But let me stop right there. Aaron, based off the pricing, though, is that something still in the right ballpark for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how long does it take for it to be found on, like, the map and stuff like that?
Beautiful question. Okay, so I'm going to lay everything out for you. We have full transparency here. So within the first 5 to 7 days, we make sure you get, obviously, your Google Business Profile. We got to send out that letter so that way we get you verified. And like I said, we make sure to help you get that verified a lot more smoother. So we'll send you a link so that way you can send the pictures to us and we could give it to them as well. Okay, so that way you're not having issues with it. Now, also during that process, we give you a fully customizable tracking system, and all of your directories will be completed already. That's how fast we move. As far as your Google Ads, that gets up within the first 7 to 14 days. Okay, so it's definitely going to move quickly for you.
Okay, so you guys do the Google Ads for me?
Correct, yes, sir. And here, I'll break it down even more into detail for you. So the ads, they're usually like the pay-per-clicks, right? They'll never exceed $449 a month. Out of that $449 that you're paying monthly, so it's not additional, it's with that money you're paying monthly, $300 of those dollars are going through your clicks as well. So that's the beauty behind it. It'll never exceed. And you're getting in the local map section, so you're hitting three birds with one stone right there.
Right. Okay.
Yes, sir. Now, Aaron... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
My question for you is this, because I didn't come across like an actual website. I did see something like landservicesprofessional.com. Is that your website?
Land Survey Professionals.
Land Survey Professionals. Ah, okay. Let me take a look at that.
How do you feel about this? Real quick.
Okay, yeah. How do you feel about it so far?
It's just something I created on Wix real fast. Like I said, I've got quite a bit of existing clients that keeps me busy.
Okay.
But I'm wanting to grow, wanting to bring on some more staff, you know, wanting to get more of the, mainly more of the residential work. I think a lot of these firms are too big to do it. They don't want to do the little jobs, but I find them profitable, so.
For sure.
You know, want to get some more of that work.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, that's definitely something we can help you out with. And actually, to make this deal even sweeter for you, I know Wix and all these different website platforms can, I don't know, it's great in some ways, and in some ways it's not, you know? So I'll make sure to go ahead. If you want, I mean, it's completely up to you. we could actually throw in a free website. No, I can't say free because you're paying monthly for everything, right? So included in your package, we'll throw in a website for you and have our technician set up a technician call. That way we're not just developing any type of website and saying, throwing it at you and saying, here you go, right? We want to make sure it's tailored to your business. That way you have full control and access as well by putting pictures, testimonials, videos. And then if you want us to help out with it, we're always there for you to do that as well too. How does that sound?
So would that go to landsurveyprofessionals.com or would it be different?
Yeah. Do you own that that domain, the name?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes, sir. And that's your domain. So regardless of anything, I like to look out for you, you know. If anything even happens in the future, you still keep that. That's your domain. So no issues with that. We just want to, I just want to give you a helping hand. That's all.
I guess the deal with Wix is I don't mind the website builder so much. SEO stuff seems a little bit cumbersome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as like keywords and stuff like that, a little bit challenging, but you know,
sure.
My main goal is just to get seen. We're going into the busy season here in Wyoming, so.
All right, we'll make sure to take care of you on that. That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't want you to just be seen, like, we don't want you being seen and getting bombarded with phone calls that are just going to waste your time either, though. We want to make sure it's to the right people in the right areas that are going to be quality calls. That's important, right? And us being month to month, you know, we're going to do our darn best to earn your business each and every month because to be full transparent with you, in order for us to do well, you have to stick with us for a long time, right? So it takes a village of all of us to make this happen for you. And we're going to do our darn best to make sure to earn your business every time. So I'm pretty sure that we're going to do very well with you on this. Okay. Now, Aaron, very first thing is, in order to get everything correct here, I have to make sure everything's like on point. How do you spell your name? Is it A-A or is it with the E?
A-A-R-O-N.
Okay. And then also, I have the last name is Money, M-O-N-E-Y?
Correct.
All right. Hey, man, you got the last name making money. This is going to work no matter what, right?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. And then I have the email on file here as amoney@moneysurveying.com. Is that the correct email?
Oh, that was my old business.
Oh, okay. What's the new email I could send it to?
It's aaron.money@landsurveyprofessionals.com.
Okay, well, I got first name dot money. What was the last part?
just my domain.
All right, money.
Landsurveyprofessionals.com.
Okay, gotcha. Professionals. Ah, if I could spell it correctly here. .com. Okay, perfect. And then also, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you? Not your customers, but us, ending with the 2727?
Correct, yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then, again, for your customers, though, did you want them to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
To this phone number.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to make sure I mention this. You're going to get sick of me saying this throughout the conversation, or phone call here today, but if you want this to work at its full capacity and, you know, get the max results that you deserve, please make sure you have open communication with our technicians because they work magic, man. It's a lot different than what you had before. I'm going to tell you right now, especially 9 years back. We try and modify a lot of things and communication is key. So anytime you need to change things or modify anything like that, utilize our guys. That's what they're there for. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll give you that phone number as well too. And I have the business name as Land Survey Professional LLC.
Yes, professionals, plural.
Plural, right? Okay, okay, cool. And then the business address where they're going to send, Google's going to send that postcard in the mail to you. Is it the 340 West B Street?
No.
Okay.
110 West Angus Street.
Angus Street. Buffalo.
Buffalo, Wyoming.
Yep. 82834?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. I'm glad we're updating everything here. All right. And now, just like I said, I keep to my promises here. I don't forget. We're going to set up a technician call, okay? And that way our technicians are on the same page with you on everything here, okay? So we need an hour window for them to speak with you. Do you have an hour window to speak with them possibly Monday?
Yes, I have a meeting from noon to 2, but other than that, I'm free.
All right, hold on. Let me see what we got here. All right. Just to make sure, what time is it over there right now?
We're Mountain Time, 2 o'clock.
Mountain Time? Okay, gotcha. All right. So let's see. I think we should probably do something a little bit after that then. How do you feel about, like, 3 o'clock? Would that work? Okay. So let me go ahead and put that in right now. Now, they are going to be calling from California, so it's going to be California time for them, but it'll be 3 o'clock your time, okay? And what I'm doing right now is I'm going to send you and our technician team the same Google invite of the email. All you got to do is make sure to hit yes on your side or confirm. That way they can see that you're committed to this meeting, and they'll go ahead and do the same on their end over there, okay? Let me know, or actually I'll tell you when I send it first. Here we go. Okay. Sending it now. Let me know once you got it.
Yep, got it.
Beautiful. Okay. Okay, hold on. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set a reminder for them as well, too. I want to make sure they don't miss out on this as well. Okay, here we go. And we're going to go over a few things. It's going to take about, like, I'm going to say 10 minutes of your time, if that's all right. So I'm going to go over the meat and potatoes of everything. Let's go over, start off with hours of operations, okay? Would you like to be found, like, Monday through Friday, 24/7? What would you say?
The office is open Monday through Friday.
Okay.
But, you know, people can call me whatever.
Okay, sounds good. I'll put 24/7. That way they can call you whenever, but then you can set up their time of whenever you want to go and visit and, you know, do the work and set up appointments from there. Is that okay with you?
Perfect. Yep.
All right. Beautiful. And then you said you want the customers to contact this same phone number. Did you want them to also be able to text you and email you, or just a phone call?
Yeah, they can text and email. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think, like, the more options they have, the better, you know? So, yeah. All right. Perfect. Okay. And then also, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle?
Cash, check, credit cards. I can do Venmo.
All right. Venmo. You know, one of my new favorite ones is Zelle. We're not affiliated with them, so I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to sell you on something, but it goes right from one bank account to the other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an easy setup, too, so customers don't see your account stuff, and you don't see theirs. It's just what they're going to do is they give you the phone number, and if they're a Zelle member, that's it. Boom. They just put it right through, and it's automatic. No taxes or anything either.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to check that out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. And just helping out. And then also, you said you own the domain, right? So we're going to use that same domain. And when I typed it in here, it didn't show us anything. That was a crazy thing. Landsurveyprofessionals.com. Let me try that one more time here. Then, yeah, it says this site can't be reached. I don't know. Okay, that's all right. On Monday, they're going to ask you for that domain name. So just make sure to have it handy with you so that way you can make things a lot smoother for you in the process, okay?
It's not coming up at all.
No, I didn't. I mean, I'd probably use your error, but I put landsurveyprofessionals.com.
Yeah.
Right?
Professionals with an S at the end.
Yep. Professionals, plural. Yeah. And maybe an LLC or something? I don't know.
No, there's no LLC in it. Let me see if I can get it now from my phone. Should be active.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'll leave that to the technicians. They know better. I mean, I know about it, but they'll be able to answer anything and make sure everything works perfectly for you. And then, did you want me to put it out to that 100-mile marker for you?
Well, so I really want to mark it in Casper, Wyoming. That's like 110.
Okay, I'll put it in there. Don't worry, man. I got you. And is there any other particular places that you want to make sure I really highlight in here as well?
So Buffalo, Wyoming.
Okay. Yep.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Casper.
Mm-hmm.
Sheridan.
Sheridan. Okay.
Worland.
Spell that for me real quick.
W-O-R-L-A-N-D.
Worland. Okay. Got it. Okay. And that's all right. I could just put in that just for right now. That way, again, on Monday, they're going to have everything. They're going to review all this stuff that we're going over just in case if I misspelled something or anything of that nature too. Okay. So I want to make sure. And far as let's go over the exact services you want to be found for. Keywords, you can fire away for me. I'm going to just type away. The more, the better, actually, for you, okay? So don't hesitate for it. I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, land surveyor. Let's see, surveyor in Buffalo, Wyoming. Surveyor in Sheridan, Wyoming. Surveyor in Casper, Wyoming. Residential survey, property survey. Do we need to put the location in with the keywords or not?
No. Don't worry about that. I already have the locations in there for right now. And then we're going to link it together with the actual services you're going to do. But I definitely need to put residential. Do you do commercial as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Alta survey,
you said?
Yep.
Okay.
ALTA.
Survey. Okay.
That's boundary survey.
Boundary survey. Okay. What else we got, partner? I mean, you don't have to put it every. I know I put you on the spot here, but as long as we have a few things, I don't want the text to, like, start from scratch when they speak to you, okay? So I want to start today.
Elevation survey.
Okay. All right. And there we go. Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put in parentheses as well that you may want to add more so that way they recap on these keywords. And because you get 100 keywords, man. Like, use it up if you can, okay?
Okay.
How? Okay, and then last thing here, I'm going to put this through for myself. Okay. And do you have a Facebook business page by any chance?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. If you ever come across with that, let our technicians know so that way they can post it up on possibly on the website. You know, we want to make sure it's constantly being found too, okay? So
Okay.
All right. Right. I think that's all set right there. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and submit this to our technician team right now. Okay. Make sure I look at it. Goes through here. And the last two parts here. Now, I'm not taking a no for an answer. I want to make sure this is a protection for you, okay? So I want to do a voice verification. That way, everything that we spoke about that's included, your pricing, I'm going to put it in there. That way, it's never going to change, okay? You'll be grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. Even if our pricing goes up within the company, it won't change for you, okay? Also, of course, like I said, there's no contracts. So I want to make sure that you understand that there's no cancellation fees. And if you do decide to part ways in the future, knock on wood, hopefully not, right? But if you do decide to do that, I'm going to put that in there as well, too, how to go ahead and go about that. All right? Now, I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning. Yeah, go ahead.
So what? It's $449, you said, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
And that gets me the SEO and the Google Ads?
Everything we discussed, yes. You got your Google Ads in the very top there. Right above the local map section, plus the local map section, first page, plus your 60 different directories. You get your tracking system, account management team Monday through Friday, and we're throwing in the website in there for you as well, too, okay, as a little perk for you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, and then I'm going to go ahead and submit that. And then also, you're going to receive an email as well. Oh, go ahead. Hello?
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out. Here we go.
Yeah, okay. Let me know when you're ready, partner. I got you.
You're good.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to hit record on here. If you have questions, you stop me in my tracks. Ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay? Here we go.
Hold on. Well, hold on a second. I'm trying to figure out how much I paid for this last time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Take your time. Because honestly, I actually can't see it on my end over here.
No?
I can't, no. Trying to look, I guess not. I can't see it. No.
Yeah, I can't see it either.
Yeah. Now, it was for a different. Was it for a different company?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember how far out you were traveling, at least for it, or anything like that? Like,
oh, I think it was similar.
Okay. Because honestly, right now, and I hope I know you probably won't take my word for it, but because I am a sales guy, you know, but I hate that terminology, you know, but you're really literally at the lowest pricing for this package. If I take you to a different package lower, it won't hit the marker of the 100 miles out. Like I said, it only does a 50-mile marker on that. So that's the only thing I would say that it probably wouldn't benefit you if you go that route, unless you're okay with only traveling only 50 miles. But it seems like just with the Casper, it's about 110 miles out, so it wouldn't work if you do a different package on that. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how much is the lower tier.
So the lower tier is at $299 a month. And like I said, that one doesn't have the Google Ad part. That'll get you a local map section, and it runs more of the Facebook ad. So like I said, it's more of the local area, about 50-mile radius there.
Okay.
You tell me which one's better for you, just because I don't want to just say, oh, yeah, let's sign whatever. I want to make sure that we're starting the relationship strong here. You know what I mean? So not for the short term. It's for the long term.
Sure, sure.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe I don't have a cost on what we did last time. You can't look that up, huh?
I was actually looking while we were talking here too. I see notes going only so far back, and yeah, I don't see nothing. I can't go that far down. I do see, like, but I just can't trust because it's not from the beginning where it started, so I don't know. But no. That's kind of weird. Maybe it's just because it was so long ago. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just me because it was so darn long ago, sir. I'm not going to lie. Maybe you just go there. Nope. Yeah. I'm sorry, partner. I wish I could tell you.
Sure.
Yeah, I wanted to say it was like 200 a month. Maybe it was just because it was a while back.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, so far back, you know, Google is definitely not going to, I mean, let's just go with already with every year, you know, things go up, right? But far as doing the lower package, the only thing I'm worried about on that is, again, your radius.
Right.
I mean, completely up to you. I mean, either or, whichever is going to best fit for your company, that's what I'm for as well, too, you know? So that's the only thing I just want to make sure I point out for you is the radius on the difference between those two. And then also the difference between the two is one has their Facebook ads. The other one is going towards your Google ads, right? So choice is yours on this one. But either or, I am giving you the biggest discounted rate. So it's literally at the lowest pricing I can do affordable for this package.
Yeah, I still understand.
Yeah.
Can I think about it and get back to you on Monday?
Well, I mean, here's the thing, Aaron. I don't want to sound like that salesy guy, but you know, it's the truth, man. You know, if the availability, it's not about how much money you're spending, to be honest. It's more about the availability in each area, right? Right now, your availability is perfect. It's like almost like a perfect match on this to go ahead and get that going for you. Let me ask you this, man. What is what are you hesitating about? Like, talk to me. I'm a pretty open book, you know?
Sure, sure. Oh, you know, just $500 a month. Pretty sweet. That's all. I'm just trying to make sure if that's what I want to do.
Sure. And here's the thing. When it comes down to the pricing on there, you know, out of that $449, you get $300 going towards the clicks for you, right? So for us on here, on our end, like I said, that's how I told you, we do well by you staying with us for a long time, because taking a village to make this thing happen for you, we're going to be getting it up there in the Google Ads within that first 7 to 14 days, right? During that time, we're also going to be working on that website to get it completed as well, too. So we're going to be working our butts off to make sure we earn your business each and every month. Not for just a short term. We want to make sure this is a long-term relationship for us, right? So in order to do that, we need to make sure you're getting some good returns. So as far as the $449, I mean, if you looked at our website right now, I don't know if you've been to our website in a little bit, Aaron, but that pricing for that package is $1,000 a month. I'm sorry, $1,098 a month with a $298 setup, $99 setup fee on top of that. Okay, so you can fact check me. You can go to our website right now at localsplash.com. Complete difference on the pricing on there. But because you've been a customer before as well, I didn't even mention and say, hey, I got you a discount here. I just put it right through because we want to make sure to earn your trust again and see what we could do is prove to you that we can be a better company than before.
Sure. Well, I guess I get all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put it this way, man. Aaron, the difference between today and tomorrow is nothing, right? It's about saying, hey, give us 1% of your trust. Let us earn the rest of it. Being month-to-month, no contracts, you already know we're going to do our darn best to make sure they do that. But I suggest on my end is communication. Please talk with our technicians. Make sure they're on board about everything you're doing and what you want them to do because we can't read your mind, right? If you want to change a picture on the website, you're not happy with the promotion, let them know. Utilize them because, hey, you're paying for it, right? For one, and that's what they're there for. So as long as you're doing that, I know that we can do our darn best to make sure I get your, the max results.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm pretty confident behind that, man. Like, I've been here for quite some time now. I've seen everything here, and I think that's the number one thing that could fail. That can make things fail is that communication with our technicians. No communication, it just kind of falls out, right? Falls through the cracks. So as long as you can do that, I can say with full confidence that we can make this thing happen for you.
Okay.
All right. So Aaron, are you saying we're a green light? We can go ahead and give this a shot today?
Yeah, so I'm just looking through my emails here. You say no contract, I can cancel whenever I want, right?
You can, yeah. I mean, obviously we want to make sure that we earn your business for a while, but yes. In the verification here, I'll just do a word for word here. In the recording part, I let you know you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That's verbatim right there. So on the recording part that we'll do later here, I will put that right in there for you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I want to put the pricing in there as well, too, on the recording, just to make sure it's protection for you. Because our pricing, like I said, it is higher than that. So if for any reason something went weird, you're like, hey, no, I'm locked in at this, then you have it in a recording, you have it on paper. Even after payment today, I stay on the phone with you as a courtesy here. I want to make sure you see it in writing, okay? Your invoice through text and through email. So I'll make sure to do that for you.
Okay.
All right. So the next part all I'm going to do is actually start off with that recording, man. That way we can get you protected, make sure you feel comfortable with everything as well, and we can take it from there. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Land Survey Professionals, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Aaron Money, owner.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're the authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible is important. You're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to put pause on that for just a second, Aaron. I want to make sure that we have a security question and answer for you as well, too. That way, anytime we call in, you know it's us. If we don't ask that security question, then it's a big red flag, okay, especially if they're asking for information about you, all right? So I want to make sure you're taken care of in every direction possible. So I'm going to continue here. Here we go. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 12th in a non-refundable amount of only $449. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 12th of every month in the same amount of $449. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right, Aaron. I want to make sure you're giving me that 1% of your trust, man, so I appreciate that. Let us earn this rest, man, okay? So I'm pretty confident behind everything here. Now, I do see that we have a security question from previous over there as your first pet's name. Did you want to keep that the same?
That's fine.
Okay. And is the answer the same as well? Is it Sage?
Is that what I said?
I guess so.
No, the answer would be Ruger.
All right. How do you spell that?
R-U-G-E-R.
Okay. Let's see if I can put this through here. Okay. I want to make sure I put that there. All right. Perfect. And then also, far as the name on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name or is there a middle initial?
Aaron L. Money.
L, as in Larry. L as in Larry?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then is it the same billing address, the 1012 Waterford?
No, 79 Cloud Peak Drive, Buffalo, Wyoming, 82834.
It didn't populate for some reason. Buffalo, Wyoming. 82, what was the last four, or last three?
Yes.
What was the zip code? I'm sorry.
82834.
82834. Perfect. And just to make sure I confirm, I got 79 Cloud Peak Drive, Buffalo, Wyoming, 82834. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Visa, Master, American Express, or Discover?
That's a Visa.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to repeat the number out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 4246-3153-5664-5315.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
02 of 28.
All right. And there should be a security code as well.
378.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I want to make sure I refresh the account. I make sure everything's all set because, again, I want to make sure you're locked in at this pricing here. So bear with me 2 seconds. Okay, looks like we're good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $449. As promised, I'm going to stay on the phone with you because I want to make sure I show you your text and your email of the actual invoice. I'm going to walk you through there. So it just went through. You should be receiving a text and email any minute here. Let me know whichever comes first. Anything yet?
No.
Here's the funny thing. I did get the other email back from the confirmation for your technician call on Monday. Did you get that one either?
I got that, yes.
Oh, you did? Okay. I didn't get a thing back. That's weird. Okay, there we go. I got that one. Perfect. So it should be coming in soon here. It'll say initial invoice. That's the one we're going to be looking for, okay?
Okay.
Just to speed it through, I'm going to throw an extra one invoice email to you right now. How? I sent an extra one just in case for you, okay?
Yeah, I still haven't seen nothing. Oh, there we go.
You got something. Is it a text or the email?
It's an email.
The email. Okay. In the email, there should be a spot where it says, click here to accept terms or accept subscription, something like that. Do you see that anywhere?
No.
Kind of small. It'll send you to a link. And that's where the breakdown of everything will be.
No, it says access your dashboard.
Okay. Oh, hit back one time for me. And it should be another email then.
Oh, that's the one with spam.
It went to your spam? Get out of here, really? The one that mind boggles me is that you didn't get a text message either. Am I right?
I did not. And the reason is because I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
I don't get text from my phone.
Gotcha. All right. So, here, let me see. Dashboard, you know what? Just for the sake of it, I am going to do this. Here. Let me do this.
Hey, can you hold on just a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Can you hold? Okay. Okay, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. I did get another email. Here. Link you're trying to access is expired.
Get out of here. Okay. I want to make sure to do this. I'm going to ask you first, though. When you look at your text messaging, if I hang up, if you pop it open, would you be able to see it still if I call back in and you'd be able to still see it while I'm on the phone with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one
I
do.
I have
hang
two
up.
Phone numbers out of the same phone.
Oh.
And so I can't see text messages while I'm on the phone.
Gotcha. Interesting. Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
This one. Oh, that's another thing. It says on my account here, let me refresh this because maybe it doesn't allow us to text you on there. Maybe we were blocked a long time ago.
I don't think that. I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to give it, like, literally no longer than 2 minutes. I'm going to hang up and call you back in 2 minutes because I want to make sure you see everything, okay? So at least you got your
okay.
Like you got your invoice, but I wanted to make sure you get the breakdown of everything, man. So I just wanted to see that. Okay, so I'm going to call you back in literally 2 minutes here, okay?
Perfect. Bye.
All right.